This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A U.S. District Court judge issued a temporary restraining order on Friday to block a federal funding freeze aimed at Illinois and four other states. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul and other attorneys general are suing the Trump administration over its $10 billion halt in federal funding for child care and other social services. The federal lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York also includes California, Colorado, Minnesota, and New York. And the Trump administration's push to gut federal protections of wetlands could leave over 94% of Illinois wetlands at risk of destruction. That's according to a recent EPA analysis. Last November, the Trump administration released pending guidance for the Clean Water Act, which dramatically scaled back the federal government's jurisdiction over wetlands. Robert Hirschfeld is with the Prairie Rivers Network. He says Illinois has already lost about 90% of its wetlands.
The ones that we have, it's critical that we protect those that remain. And so of that 10%, something like over 90% are now vulnerable to destruction.
Nationwide, the EPA's impact analysis found that more than 80% of the country's wetlands would no longer be protected. The cost, availability, and limited shelf life of phenobarbital, the drug used for lethal injection in Indiana, are the foundation of a Republic-authored bill introduced during this week's legislative session. Senate Bill 11 calls for the death penalty to be conducted by a firing squad if phenobarbital is not available. Additional wording in the bill says that a condemned person has the right to die by firing squad if they request it. An organization that would like to permanently replace the state's sentencing and death penalty procedure says this doesn't provide proper recourse for the incarcerated. Sarah Kraft, interim president of the Indiana Abolition Coalition, adds the current system lacks transparency.
Indiana law shrouds the execution process in secrecy. The law already does that. As you may know, Indiana is one of the only states in which a neutral media witness is not able to be in the execution chamber.
Kraft claims the idea that the bill provides a choice is a, quote, false pretense because the person who's been convicted and their attorney cannot receive information in advance of the execution about what method will be used. This is WSIU.